In this bulletin, United States President Donald Trump's impeachment trial begins, Prime Minister Scott Morrison to focus on bushfire recovery, and in tennis, Ashley Barty qualifies for the semi-finals at the Adelaide International. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. The United States Senate has begun its impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. The Democrat-led House of Representatives impeached Mr. Trump last month over charges of alleged abuse of power in pressuring Ukraine to investigate a political rival and for obstructing Congress. House representatives presented the articles of impeachment to the Senate on Thursday, with all 100 senators then sworn in as jurors. Speaking as the trial began, Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer urged the Republican majority Senate to uphold justice.
In the coming days, these eventful and important coming days, each of us will face a choice about whether to begin this trial in a search of the truth or in the service of the president's desire to cover up and rush things through. The Senate can either rise to the occasion or demonstrate that the faith of our founders was misplaced in what they considered a grand institution.
Back home, and Prime Minister Scott Morrison is preparing to meet key bushfire support agencies to discuss long and short-term recovery plans. The group will gather in Canberra today to discuss how to coordinate the most effective delivery of services to bushfire-affected areas. Stakeholders invited to the meeting include the Red Cross, the National Farmers Federation, and Australia's Tourism and Transport Forum. Victorian emergency authorities are expected to have some reprieve from wild weather conditions today. Thunderstorms this week have caused flash flooding and brought lightning, which ignited new bushfires, adding to the state's smoke haze. Weather across Victoria is expected to calm down, with light showers in the state's east and only some thunderstorms predicted for the northeast. Meanwhile, in New South Wales, fire authorities have welcomed the rain falling over much of the state. Rain falling on fire grounds is giving firefighters respite as they work to strengthen containment lines. But the Rural Fire Service is warning it's only the beginning, and much more rainfall is needed to extinguish all of the blazes. Close to 1,700 fire crews are continuing to battle blazes, with over 80 still burning across the state. Authorities from countries which lost citizens in the shooting down of a Ukrainian passenger jet are demanding Iran pay the victims' families compensation. All 176 passengers on board died when Iran's military shot down the plane shortly after it took off from Tehran's international airport. Iran initially denied being involved in the incident. However, 3 days later, admitted the military was responsible for what it's described as an accident. Representatives from Canada, the United Kingdom, Afghanistan, Sweden, and Ukraine have gathered in London to discuss the incident. Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister Françoise-Philippe Champagne says the group wants Iran to take full responsibility and include them in the investigation.
We are calling, as the grieving nations, for allowing international experts to participate in all aspects, in the aspect of identifying the remains with DNA experts, in having also expert with, when it comes to the investigation, to make sure. I think what the world is asking today is full accountability and full transparency and full cooperation by Iran.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says the country is enriching more uranium than it did before the 2015 nuclear deal. It comes as Iran continues to reduce its commitments in retaliation to the United States' withdrawal from the deal in 2018. The deal places various restrictions on Iran's uranium reserves, and the country is facing pressure from the international community to reconsider its actions. To tennis, and Ashley Barty is through to the semi-finals of the Adelaide International. The 23-year-old will play the United States' Danielle Collins in the semi tonight after defeating Czech player Markéta Vondrousova. In what was a repeat of the 2019 French Open final, Barty defeated Vondrousova in straight sets 6-3, 6-3. The world number one is now focusing on playing Collins and says she's looking forward to the challenge. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 30. Sunny in Adelaide, 25. Melbourne, cloudy, 22. Partly cloudy in Hobart and 17. Showers in Canberra, 23. A shower or two and a possible storm in Wollongong, 21. Similar conditions in Sydney with a top of 23. Also 23 with a shower or two and a possible storm in Newcastle. Showers in Brisbane, 29. Possible shower in Cairns and 35. And partly cloudy in Darwin, 34. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.